It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to video games, story isn't always as crucial as the gameplay. But it's no coincidence that some of the greatest titles to grace our consoles happen to have a compelling and heart-wrenching plot. Although Final Fantasy VII and The Last of Us have astounding mechanics, characters, and music, it's the beautiful writing that trumps everything else. However, there are certain games that are utterly adored even though they're incomprehensible. Now, this isn't to suggest they have poorly structured narratives. In fact, many of them make perfect sense if you put the time and effort in to understand them, but if the plot is too long, complex, or deliberately vague, you can't always be expected to follow it. You may worship the games on this list, but that doesn't necessarily mean you understand them. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 worshipped video games no one understands. Number 10, Diablo. When you're looking at a series with nearly a dozen installments like Metal Gear Solid or Tekken, you can understand why it's tricky to condense the overarching narrative. Of course, you'd assume Diablo wouldn't have that problem, since there are only three installments. Diablo Immortal doesn't count and never will. But Diablo's plot leaves most players stumped. The first game's simple enough, with our hero venturing to hell to destroy the Lord of Terror, Diablo. There's a lot of lore, but it's laid out clearly, so it's easy to follow. However, the sequels don't expand the plot, they retcon it. The World Stone, which was a crucial MacGuffin in the original, isn't mentioned in the sequel at all. The World Stone was brought back in Diablo 3, but its lore was rewritten, so the artifact's destruction endowed Sanctuary's inhabitants with divine power. Even though Sanctuary was originally written as the underdog caught in the crossfire between heaven and hell, this change-up turned them into a force who could contend with gods. Not only does this contradict the original story, it makes heaven and hell's actions seem nonsensical. Why would they leave Sanctuary alone if its people possess a serious threat? Because each installment gives different explanations to characters' motivations, history, and power levels, you're constantly left scratching your head. Number 9, Bayonetta 2. It goes without saying that nobody on the planet bought Bayonetta for the plot, because Platinum Games' hack and slash focuses on the most over-the-top action possible, we'd lap it up even if the narrative had the same complexity as Tetris' story. And yet the developers stuffed each installment with an overly bloated plot, especially Bayonetta 2. In this sequel, our gun-toting heroine teams up with a child called Loki to defeat the evil personification of himself called Lopta, who's the reborn version of the God of Chaos. And if you found that summary confusing, don't worry, it gets worse. During your quest, Bayonetta travels 500 years in the past, where she learns Lopta killed her mother, which contradicts a big portion of the first game. Lopta then retrieves the sovereign power, which is a something, turning himself into a deity. Bayonetta 2 isn't just gibberish, it's long gibberish. Every now and again, your demon-smashing antics will be interrupted by a cutscene detailing everything that's happened ever. Disruptions like this can be a good way to condense dangling plot threads, but here they simply add to the player's confusion. Also, some of these exposition dumps go on for 10 minutes. If you can't follow what's happening within the first 30 seconds, you'll be completely lost by the end of it. Number 8, Chrono Cross. In Chrono Trigger, the player can take control of 7 different characters, each with their own unique attacks and mechanics. Not only was this a great way to diversify the gameplay, it benefits the story. Because we're looking at the narrative from the eyes of many, we understand and appreciate it a lot more. However, discerning the sequel, Chrono Cross, is much harder. This time around, there aren't 7 characters to play as, there's 45. Because this saga centers around parallel worlds, time travel, and a time-eating entity, it's already a challenge to take it all in. And when you're playing as nearly 4 dozen characters, each with their own backstories and personalities, you don't have any chance of following what's going on half the time. Even though a lot of your teammates are well-written and fleshed out, you stop paying attention to their dialogue after a certain point since there's too much information to process. And when Chrono Cross tries to tie into the complicated plot of its predecessor during the climax, it's safe to assume every player completely checked out. Number 7. Inside. The most common reason why a video game's plot is hard to understand is because it's too complex. But Inside has the opposite problem, since it doesn't explain anything. In this indie platformer, you play as a boy who's on the run from a group of mysterious guards. During the chase, our hero stumbles upon a laboratory where scientists are performing mind control experiments. In the third act, the child discovers a chamber which houses a grotesque homunculus called the Huddle. After our protagonist releases it, he becomes one with the Huddle, using its body to escape from the facility. Because Inside has no dialogue, everything you see and experience is left up to interpretation. Who's the boy? Are the guards the bad guys because they're hunting him, or are they the good guys because they're trying to stop the boy from releasing the Huddle? Was the Huddle using mind control to lure the child to the facility to free it? Is the Huddle a victim or a monster? Were the scientists using mind control to take over the world or save it from an impending disaster? After all these years, all these simple questions still can't be definitively answered. Number 6. Mortal Kombat. Because Mortal Kombat puts so much emphasis on creative ways to gore your victims, it's easy to forget the bloody beat-em-up has a plot. Basically, the game centers around an interdimensional fighting tournament called Mortal Kombat. If the fighters from one world defeat the fighters from another world in 10 consecutive tournaments, the losing realm will merge against the victorious one. After Outworld's forces defeated Earthrealm's contenders 9 times in a row, they assumed victory was at hand. But after Outworld had their collective asses handed to them, they declared war on Earthrealm. If you think that story is complicated, that only covers the events of the first game. If you want to unpack all the stuff introduced in the sequels, we'll be here forever talking about the other realms, the Kamidogu, time travel, parallel universes, RoboCop showing up for some reason, and the fact that all the dimensions used to be fused into one super universe who was alive, somehow. Because Mortal Kombat constantly retcons plot threads and then retcons those retcons, the story's a mess. And with MK11 wiping the slate clean yet again, we have no idea what's canon anymore.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Final Fantasy X. Alright, we could have selected any Final Fantasy game here, since every installment leaves the player with more questions than answers. Where did Necron from Final Fantasy IX come from? What did the ending of Final Fantasy VIII mean? Why is Final Fantasy XIII very, very bad? But if we had to pick one, it's gotta be Final Fantasy X. This entry kicks off with the hero Tidus playing a game of Blitzball. Suddenly, the city is destroyed by the monstrous Sin, causing Tidus to be transported to the world of Spira. Okay, that's not too confusing, at least by Final Fantasy standards, but every hour or so, another bombshell drops, which drastically alters the story. Over time, you discover Sin is Tidus's father. Shortly after, a maester called Seymour tries to become the new Sin and marry Tidus's friend Yuna, but he's killed, multiple times I might add. After that, Tidus and Yuna awkwardly laugh in the hopes of becoming a meme, which works. Tidus's team then learns Sin cannot be permanently destroyed unless they defeat Yu Yevon, who created an eternal cycle of rebirth for the creature. Tidus also finds out everyone in the Xanarkand attack is slightly dead, including him, and his spirit will pass on after Yu Yevon is destroyed. Even if you understand Final Fantasy X's plot, it's hard to explain, since the story by the end bears no resemblance to how it started. Number 4, The Legend of Zelda. The Legend of Zelda is composed of 20 main games, not including spin-offs, crossovers, or the abominable Philip CDI installments, so it's no surprise it's difficult to follow the story. But it's not just difficult, it's impossible. There are so many tales set in the distant future, the distant past, other dimensions, and alternative timelines, it's enough to befuddle anyone. However, Nintendo had the chance to put these concerns to rest when they released a Legend of Zelda encyclopedia called Hyrule Historia. Because this compendium detailed the franchise's timeline, fans believed they could finally follow the chronology of the franchise. Bizarrely, the Hyrule Historia actually made things worse. According to the official synopsis, Link exists in 3 branching timelines. One as a child, one as an adult, and one as a fallen hero. Because of this, many defining entries like A Link to the Past, Majora's Mask, and The Wind Waker don't occur in the same reality. In hindsight, it would have been better to suggest, much like Final Fantasy, that most of the Legend of Zelda games are self-contained stories, since it's too much trouble to connect them all. Number 3, Castlevania. Castlevania follows a vampire-hunting family called the Belmonts. Every century, Dracula rises from his grave, compelling the Belmont of that period to storm his castle and destroy him. Now, understanding the story of a single Castlevania title is a piece of cake. Understanding the Castlevania saga collectively is unfathomable. Konami's iconic franchise consists of 26 mainline entries, which spans 22 timelines over 1,000 years. Just to add to the confusion, the games weren't released chronologically. If you thought you could follow the story by putting the games in the right order, that won't help since some of them are no longer canon. Several titles, including one of the best entries, Circle of the Moon, have been retconned out of existence. Also, we only learned of Dracula's backstory and how he keeps resurrecting himself in one of the latest installments, Lament of Innocence. If you never played this entry, you missed out on the largest part of Castlevania lore. Although it's always exciting when a new Castlevania game's announced, fans feel a great sense of dread knowing the continuity is about to get muddled up yet again. Number 2, Kingdom Hearts. Even though JRPGs are infamous for their convoluted storylines, you'd think Square Enix would tone it down for Kingdom Hearts. Because this Disney property has a ton of appeal for kids, it'd be sensible for the plot to be at least somewhat straightforward. Instead, the developers crafted a narrative that makes Tenet look comprehensible by comparison. As Kingdom Hearts opens, Sora heads off with his friends to explore new worlds. After Sora's friends are captured by the Heartless, he comes into possession of the Keyblade. Teaming up with Donald Duck and Goofy, Sora travels to various Disney worlds to defeat the Heartless. Now that premise is totally fine. However, things go bonkers when the antagonist Ansem is brought into the picture. You see, Ansem is the Heartless of Xehanort, who stole the identity of his master, the real Ansem, after he placed his heart into Terra, who was tasked with defeating Xehanort. This identity, known as Terra Xehanort, is composed of the bodies of Ansem, the second one, and his nobody, Xemnas. A nobody is created when a body and soul is... You know what, at this point, did the developers realize no gamer is ever going to understand any of this? It's like Square forgot Kingdom Hearts' target audience is children. If adults can't grasp the story, kids have no chance. Number 1. Dark Souls. Many gamers have played Dark Souls from start to finish without having an inkling about what it's about. Although it's possible to comprehend the story, it's not easy. Key characters are unnamed, backstories are incomplete, objectives are unclear, the narrative is mostly hidden, meaning you need to go out of your way to make sense out of anything. By not picking up one trinket or not speaking to a specific NPC, you may miss out on crucial information on our hero, the world you roam, your mission, or the antagonist. Since many plot elements are ambiguous, you never get a straight answer. Despite the fact most From Software titles have this issue, Dark Souls is the biggest offender. At first, you'd think this would be the easiest Souls-like to comprehend, since it has two follow-ups that expand the lore. But all the sequels did was offer more unanswered questions. In fact, they contradicted questions we thought we originally answered. While playing Dark Souls 3, many players were bewildered to see Ornstein and Gwyndolin were alive, despite, you know, very much dying. Even though plot points like this make sense canonically, we think, you can understand why fans have debated over Dark Souls' narrative and timeline even after a decade. That's the end of our list, but let me know down in that comment section if you can think of any other completely worshipped video games that most people don't understand. As always, I've been Jess from What Culture. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you like, you can come say hi to me on my Twitter account where I'm at Jess McDonald, but make sure you stay tuned to us here for plenty more great gaming lists.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run FutureTools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of Lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.